begin tonight by singing number one in our chorus book. Number one, Oh Worship the Lord. Psalm 139, 11 through 14. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I will praise you. And that's what we do tonight, Lord. We praise you. for your goodness and your grace and all that you've been doing tonight. We want to say, Father, that we're a grateful people and we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. It's good to get together tonight, and on this rainy night, when everybody has a belly full of macaroni and cheese. Must have been, it was delicious, right? Wasn't it? Yeah. It really was. But, wow. One spoonful after another, I couldn't stop. It's really, where's the cook? He's here, he's hiding. It was good. So, thank God for that. But what a night to press on and say, Lord, I'm pressing on the upward way. And we're going to sing that. How many of you know this song? I'm just curious. It's called Higher Ground. It's 321. It's a hymn. If you know it, let's see. Okay, we got a few who know it, right? You know it over here? Good. Good. All right, you ready to press on? All right, then let's stand and sing it. 321. 321.
Lord, we worship, Lord. Oh, lift us high.
wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our gracious King, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have greater things for us. We're thankful, Lord God, that even this night you can draw us higher. Oh, Lord, out of ourselves, Lord God, more into yourself. You have that for us. Lord, we're thankful that you're willing to reach us right where we are tonight. Oh, God, what a gracious King you are. We pray, Lord, you'll have your way in this service. We earnestly ask that. Holy Spirit, you reign. Don't let us reign, God. We surrender to you. We bow before you. Lord, we're just so grateful for your presence, and we just ask that, Lord, you'll just fulfill your will in every one of us tonight. Oh, we need you. How we desire you, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that we'll yield, we'll function as a body of Christ. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated, and perhaps you want to share a testimony, something God is speaking to your heart. That's so helpful. That lifts us up when you let us know what God is doing in your heart and life. So feel free tonight. Keep it under 20 minutes, and we'll all be blessed, okay? I'm the only one allowed to speak over 20 minutes, especially if I start at 10 o'clock. No, just trying to cheer hearts. But before you, while you're thinking, I know that you, some of you, perhaps something, have something you want to share. Look at just these words, if we could reiterate them. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Boy, that ought to be true in us, right? In the Lord. Pressing on, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Sometimes the way is steep, you know, and it's rough going. But we have a King who calls us higher. Let's come up higher tonight. I don't know everything that God wants to do in our time together. If it comforts your heart, we won't be real long. But we're going to be higher. We're going to be knowing Him in a greater way. So let's obey the Lord. Whatever the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Maybe it's start a chorus. Maybe it's share an exhortation. But let's function as a body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
It is so sweet.
We to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know the same.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
so good.
Yes.
It's so good to praise the Lord. And that's the theme this year, is to praise the Lord. I've often told the story of growing up in church and this, what some of you said too. Like, what is this praise stuff? I wanted to find out. So I did a little bit of an experiment, you know. I waited for, I guess I must have been 14, and I waited for everybody to be out of the house. I happened to be home after school, and no one was home, and I said, I'm going to find out if this praise, what's it about? Because I heard so much in church about praising the Lord that, well, what do you hear? That he what? Inhabits the praises of his people. And I heard that repeatedly. But I wouldn't praise in church either. And so I did an experiment. I said, no one's home. I'm going to march around the coffee table and I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm 14, 15. And I started doing that. You know, and I raised my hands. I did all the good church stuff that the pastor, if they saw me, would love. But they never did. And I started praising God. And I would walk around, you know, the coffee table. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. I knew how to do it because I watched everybody else do it. And then I'd go to the window and make sure no one was coming. You know, sure it's safe. But I would praise, and I remember I felt his presence. I felt his presence. And it was the beginning of saying, you know, it is a weapon. Yes. It is powerful. You know what's so good about worshiping the Lord? You forget a lot about yourself. It's so good to forget about yourself. It's so good to be free about who am I? What am I going to be? Where am I going to go? And get caught up in realizing you have a great shepherd. Thank God for that. That's growing in the Lord. That is growing in the Lord. Well, we're going to sing a song about... it is a song about growing. Because it comes down to, I just rather have Jesus. That's what I need. He's the one that I want. It's in our white book. It's number 119. These testimonies have been great. You know, a couple years ago, I said to Brother Paul, the director, I said, would it be okay if I had popcorn testimonies? Do you know what that is, popcorn testimonies? Do you know what that is? Some of you church people know. That's when you, if you don't know, I'll tell you, it's like when you get up, you give a testimony, and then you say, God bless so-and-so. And then they have to give a testimony. And then they get up and they give a half-hour testimony, and they say, God bless. And I said, I'm gonna, and he said, go for it. So I'm telling you, that it was, well, I didn't need to do that tonight. This was great. These testimonies are wonderful. They're encouraging. Well, can I invite you to stand and let's sing this. 119, I'd rather have Jesus. Have Jesus or gold, I'd rather be his than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail pierced hand than to be I'd rather. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Praise the Lord. We thank you, O Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Our wonderful Lord, we worship you. We're thankful that we can have as much as of you as we desire, Lord. We're thankful that your great heart that wants to meet us. And we do praise you. We do worship you. We do join in all the choruses of heaven to exalt you. Oh God, we constantly pray, take us as we are and make us what we ought to be. Body, soul, and spirit. We believe you to do that. We know you are doing that. You're doing it for these young people, Lord. You're drawing their hearts. You're weaning them unto yourself. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for us old fogies too. God, you've got something so grand for us, so good for us. We thank you for that, and we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Thank God.